Hello there, my seller friends, and welcome back to the School of Sellers podcast, where we dive deep into the realms of being a teacher business owner on TPT and beyond. Oh man, it has been a while, hasn't it? It really feels like forever since I last sat down behind this mic. With the return of the podcast, I have been doing a lot of reflecting and unsurprisingly took a little walk down memory lane recently. And it's really wild to think that School of Sellers began back in December of 2019. That is when I finally put together all of the thoughts in my brain that had been swirling around for a while. And in early 2020 is when the podcast was officially released, which we then, as we know, were catapulted into the pandemic. And I was kind of, you know, hitting the ground running, going from just starting School of Sellers to being a place where we all leaned on each other a lot that year and became a really, really strong force in the seller community. And the podcast was a podcast for over 3 years without a break. And it was so much fun and it was going great until it wasn't. And last year, around this time, it just became really apparent that I needed to step back from a few things, you know, for several reasons: to protect my mental health, be more present with my family, take better care of myself, and kind of just take some time to re-examine priorities and plans, and just to rest. I really had not taken a break. I hadn't taken a huge amount of time to rest, and it was long overdue. So call it a burnout, call it a break. Maybe it was a hybrid of the two. But my main point is the podcast was unfortunately one of the things that was taking a lot of my energy. And at this point last year, my energy was going downhill, and the name of the game was all about reallocating that energy since I had so little of it. And unfortunately, the podcast was an innocent bystander. So I went on a break. And every time I say that, I think about the Friends Ross and Rachel reference where we were on a break. And this break was unique because I really hadn't planned to take this break. I knew I needed one, but I didn't really formally decide to take one until one day I just said, you know what? That's it. We're stepping away from this, this, and this, and we're going to see how it goes. And I was simply winging it. And to be fair, it was long overdue. So it was kind of nice not having a plan. And it lasted a few months longer than I initially thought it would. But I am so glad that I let the chips fall where they did, because it feels so amazing to be back. It feels like the right timing. And also, you know what they say, absence makes the heart grow fonder. So even though I have been on a break, I've been using a lot of this time to come up with some exciting ideas, reflect on past episodes, hear from you about how things are currently going in the seller community, and just gathering stories that I can't wait to share with you all. I wanted to say thank you to all of my seller friends and people in the seller community and loyal listeners who have been patiently and supportively waiting for this day to come. So whether you've been counting down the days until this return, or maybe you stumbled upon us once more, or maybe you're stumbling upon the show for the first time ever, I am so thrilled to have you back on this journey with us. And I've really missed all of the conversations with sellers, the aha moments that we uncover together, and just connecting with all of you. And I am really eager to reconnect with each and every one of you. And I'm just really happy to be back. So let's pick up where we left off, shall we? I wanted to invite someone special to me on this episode as we embark on this new chapter. Ashley Wright is the heart of Team SOS and our behind the scenes here at School of Sellers. And she and I thought it only made sense to hear from both of us about what we've been up to since we last chatted with you all, and also where we are going. So without further ado, let's dive in. This is going to be a fun one.
Welcome to the School of Sellers podcast, a teacher business show that is short on time, but big on action. Full-time, part-time, or just getting started? No matter where you are in your teacher seller journey, there's something here for everyone. Making your online teacher business feel doable every step of the way. Here's your host, Erin Waters.
All right. Well, welcome, Ashley, to the School of Sellers podcast. It's been a while.
It's been a while, but I'm so excited we're back.
It feels so good to be back. I know we've talked a lot about just the podcast coming back and just what the first episode would look like and all of that stuff. And Ashley and I just decided it would be best just to jump right in. There is so much we are so excited to share with you guys. And yeah, so we're just going to kind of catch you all up on where we've been with life, where we're at currently with life and with business, where School of Sellers is currently and where it's going, and just all that fun stuff. So I think, like, I laugh sometimes because in the intro, Ashley, I was like, welcome to season two. But I feel like season one was probably the longest season one of any podcast ever created. So it's kind of feels weird to like figure out where to even start out with all of the updates. So why don't we, do you want to just do like business update for each of us since we both have our own separate seller stuff going on, and then we can kind of talk about other stuff.
Yeah, let's do it.
So I'll start out. I'll just give a little synopsis on where I'm at now with my current business. So when I left off with School of Sellers last year, I was very much in need of a break. I've been in a season of removing things from my plate in order to make room for the things that truly matter. And I have done a couple changes in my business, I would say, over the last year. One of the big changes that I have personally gone through is hiring an online business manager, otherwise known as an OBM. That has been such a game changer for me and such a lifesaver, and really came at a time where I felt like something had to give. So I can't wait to share more about that, because that is something, if you guys have been around for a while, I've always been the one saying, I will never be the one to say like my team this, my team that, and have a manager. Like, to me, I still don't feel sometimes like I'm at that level of business. So lots of, you know, limiting mindsets around hiring out the online business manager. But like I said, I can't wait to share more about that, because it has been such a pivotal moment in my business, and mostly for me personally, I think. So that has been probably the biggest thing. And then, gosh, I mean, it's been TPT as usual. But another new change, I would say, is I joined a mastermind group recently. And again, I can't wait to talk to you guys more about that, because that has been a really cool, amazing addition to my personal and professional life. And yeah, other than that, I am still very much type B seller with a wannabe type A mindset. So, you know, just still clinging to systems and trying to keep my head above water, just like I'm sure most of you are. So a lot of things feel the same, but a lot of things feel different. And I can't wait to talk about all of those fun things. So Ashley, what about you? What is up in the world of The Right Nook? I know we've both had some wild and weird years, I guess.
Yeah. So I actually hit probably the biggest burnout that I have since I started TPT. I kind of go with, you know, ebbs and flows of burnout, and, you know, I kind of just like go through it. But this one hit really hard. And I think it was a big storm of things. We moved, we had a lot going on with School of Sellers, you know, and everything just kind of started piling up. The kids got in more activities, and my sales declined big time. And it was easy for me to just shut down and kind of be done with it for a while. And when I hit burnout, I usually try to keep going and, you know, trying to find new shiny objects that will fix my burnout, which we know that doesn't necessarily work. But this one, I kind of just allowed myself to feel that and do bare minimum, which basically means just setting my store on sale when I needed to, maybe do a couple YDP updates if I felt like it. But other than that, I really didn't touch my store. But just within probably the last month, I started getting that itch again to wanting to do something. So I started with YDP and looking at all the new stuff they offered and just seeing what I could do that would hopefully benefit my sales. And my few tweaks have, which gives me more motivation to keep doing stuff. So I'm slowly trying to get out of the whole burnout phase. I'm not going to jump in all the way, because I think I put way too much on my plate, like a lot of us do. And I'm just very careful because I don't want to get to that point again. So I'm slowly dipping my toes in the waters again. So we'll see how it goes.
Well, I think that's really important to talk about, because I know, like, I can relate to that. We've heard from so many sellers who have navigated different phases of burnout in their business. And it's been interesting over the last like 6 months to a year, because I feel like you and I were both kind of like navigating the burnout cycle at different points mm-hmm. in times. And I think what you said just about giving yourself room to go a little slower when you're getting back into things has been so pivotal for both of our businesses. So I feel like, gosh, that's like five podcast episodes right there to talk about.
I know. Well, when you were talking about your stuff, I was like, oh my gosh, there's so much.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have definitely done a lot of reflecting on our own businesses and School of Sellers and just life in general. And I think that that will be reflected a lot in, you know, our Ignite membership coming up and also future podcast episodes, which we'll talk about here in a little bit. So that's kind of where we're at business-wise. And you'll hear a lot more from us throughout the year. But like Ashley said, we are feeling like this is a really cool, fresh start for a lot of sellers. I know it's been a tumultuous several years for TPT with, you know, the change of ownership, the algorithm changes, and just other, you know, typical seller stuff. So I feel like we're at a really good point in time to come to you all with a really like a lot of fun ideas and fresh motivation. And just, I have a good feeling about the rest of this year. So you want to do some more like just for fun stuff and give maybe like a personal update for both of us? Okay. I know that we are both not, well, you're more present on Instagram than I am. But one of the things I still love about the old school TPT world, whether it was like blog posts or Instagram, is the currently series where you kind of just share stuff that you're currently up to. Yeah. So let's go through a couple of those.
Okay.
What are you currently reading?
So I am trying to finish The Warmth of Other Suns, which is part of our book club that I'm in. It's a doozy, man. It's really sad, but it's also a really big book. So I don't know if I'll get there, but I'm trying to trek through it.
Is that what genre? Is that like historical fiction or is that nonfiction?
It's historical fiction. Well, more historical. There are a few stories in it that have some fiction, but it's the Great Migration after the Civil Rights Movement, which is fascinating and heartbreaking all at once.
And is that through Sharon McMahon's book club?
It is. I'm obsessed. Small plug. I'm obsessed with her book club.
Okay. Well, speaking of that, the book that I'm currently reading, I just actually finished reading it, but I can't stop thinking about it, is Kristen Hannah's newest book, The Women, which is, again, historical fiction, follows the journey of a Vietnam War nurse, female nurse. And Ashley just texted me last night before we recorded this saying, oh my gosh, if you are not in Sharon McMahon's book club this upcoming quarter, Kristen Hannah, who is like in my top three favorite authors, is going to be one of the featured authors.
I just got chills again.
Oh my God. And you get to go on a Zoom and like actually have face-to-face time with her. Mm-hmm. If you love reading and you love talking to authors in real life, you guys need to ask Ashley about this book club because it's, I am rejoining again and it's, I can't wait.
Oh, it's so, so good. But I shout out to Jen Reagan too, because I immediately went and texted her. I'm like, we get to meet Kristen Hannah.
That's amazing. That's got to be a bucket list item for so many readers.
Yeah. Well, I might have to go reread a few of her books again just before.
So, so good. All right. What are we listening to? I'm going to start out this one because this is a very pivotal day in my listening life. Taylor Swift's new album came out this morning. So that is what is in my ears for the foreseeable future.
I'm right there with you. I am not a Swiftie, but my daughter is. But she's gotten me into a lot of the music. There's a lot that I remember. Like, I liked her at the beginning. I'm not familiar with her newer stuff, but my daughter Lacey is getting me into it. So I'm going to be listening to that. And then also, this won't surprise you, Erin, and probably not to other listeners, but I'm listening to all the Harry Potter books on Audible again, because when I'm cleaning, I just need to, like, you know, get away from it all and not even think. And Harry Potter's it.
I love that. And also, that was one of my big remedies when I was going through my slump / burnout over the last year, was re-listening to comfort reads. So
yeah,
I feel like re-listening is underrated. Always a good move.
I'm like that with TV too. Rewatching like comfort watches. That's just me all around. That's probably why I don't get any new shows or new books done, because I'm looking at all the old stuff.
All right. Well, that's a really good segue into what you're watching. Are you watching anything good? It can be old or new.
I'm rewatching, surprise, surprise, Bridgerton, because the new season comes out soon. And I wanted to, I've seen all the episodes so many times. I don't need a rewatch, but I'm rewatching it anyway.
I have not made it through that series, but I feel like I need to revisit because it's right up my alley. And I can't believe that I haven't ever watch that.
So you need to, and you need to watch The Queen Charlotte. It's like it's not part of the Bridgerton series, but it's like an offshoot of when she was young and she met King George. And it is so good.
I love that. Well, kind of in the not same genre, but I just, you know, British, using that as a little bridge. I have been rewatching one of my comfort shows, which is Call the Midwife. Love it. There's something about that genre and learning about midwives specifically. I would never do it personally, but it's just fascinating to me. But then a newer show that I've gotten into is Apples Never Fall and it's based off a book by Leanne Moriarty, who is another author who I love. And so I always love, you know, book to screen.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
I've heard great things about, is it Called the Midwife? I want to watch that.
Yeah.
And then I haven't heard of that other one, so I'll have to look it up.
It's a good one. All right. One of my favorite topics. What are anything good you're eating these days? Like, have you been on any good kicks with food or anything?
Yes. I am obsessed with yogurt parfaits. I've been trying to like be better with my health. So I'm trying to do a lot more protein, and I've been doing the Oikos and I add a little bit of protein powder and chia seeds. And then I put tons of fruit and some granola and a drizzle of honey. And I've been eating it almost daily. It's so good.
That sounds amazing. I probably need to take a page out of your book because I'm on a big pierogi kick now. I'm hoping that kind of starts to lessen now that it's getting warmer out, but I cannot get enough carbs these days. I don't know.
But there's something about winter and cold weather. Bring on all the carbs.
But I will say, so something we're doing for self-care, that was the last currently item on our list. I would say my other big discovery, since we're talking about health, over the last year has been yoga. I have been so into yoga. I started just to get my body moving, just because I'm very guilty of living that stellar life where, you know, you just park it on the couch or your chair for the whole day. So I started with that, but now it's like the mindset benefits have far outweighed the physical benefits for yoga. So I've like, it's been really fun to kind of explore a new way to move and exercise, and been really fun.
So because you've talked to me so highly about yoga and what it's done for you mentally, it has got me to join Pilates in town. And I've only done it for a week. So far, I love it. Every muscle in my body hurt, but it's really good. And I joined with a friend, so I have someone to like force me to go. But I just got so sedentary. And I mean, I even have a walking pad and I wasn't even doing that. I need something scheduled and I need to get out of the house. So Pilates is it. And so far, like this week, I feel great. So since I feel great, I need to just keep up with it and have it be a part of my regular schedule.
I think you hit the nail on the head with the accountability piece, because that's how I feel about pretty much any exercise, to be honest. But I also wonder, like, I used to be so much better about stuff like that, but I wonder if being our own boss and running our own business has anything to do with like that fatigue that happens. It's just one more thing you have to make yourself do. So I do. I love the idea of leaving my house and having someone else tell me what to do for once.
I think that's spot on, because I was thinking about that. I always have some sort of excuse. My to-do list is too long. I don't have time for it. There's so much on my plate. And I mean, you and I both work with like two businesses. So it's a lot of stuff. So I just told myself it just has to be scheduled and it has to be out of the house, because I will easily, if I'm trying to do it in the house, I'll say, oh, I'll do this later because I have this to do. But it's a set time. Somebody else is relying on me, and that's helped. And guess what? I still got my to-do list for the week done, and it didn't take anything away. It just eliminated the excuse side of things.
I love that. I'm so excited for you. I'm jealous too. I've heard amazing things about Pilates.
I mean, if you haven't done it, you should try it. And it has to be on those reformer machines. They're crazy. We were doing jumps yesterday. It was wild. It was so much fun.
That's so fun. Okay, well, maybe when I visit you, we can take Pilates together.
I'll take you to my Pilates class.
Yay. That would be so much fun. Well, I swear we didn't plan it this way, but speaking of accountability, we kind of wanted to give you guys a little I don't know, not a teaser, but like an inside look at what we have going on inside our seller membership, because that is the one thing that Ashley and I have really clung to and enjoyed and poured ourselves into over the last year is our Ignite membership for TBT sellers. And for those of you who are not members, it is a work club for sellers. And every month we focus on a different topic. And then we come up with a set of challenge tasks for you to accomplish that go along with that theme. And I don't know about you, Ashley, but over the last 6 months or year, as we've been kind of working through our own burnout and our own, you know, ebbs and flows of our businesses, Ignite is the one thing that has really helped me feel grounded and connected to the seller community. And I think the work that we're doing inside Ignite this year is especially important because I feel like it relates directly to the struggles that you and I have just shared just in this episode. Like, and feeling like there's always one more thing to do, feeling like we can never keep up. And like, there's always just so much on our plate. It's not even a plate anymore. It's like this gigantic platter of things that keeps piling up. So our main focus when we sat down and planned out 2024 Ignite themes was we don't want to give sellers extra work. We really want to grasp onto things that we know sellers are already pouring their time into and spending their days doing. And how can we help make that happen more, make that happen faster, make that happen more easily? So it's been really, really cool and really helpful for me personally. Again, going back to that accountability piece, it has helped me stay accountable with my business. So I wanted to kind of give everyone a little peek into what we've been up to. So just recently, we started with a 3-month focus on optimization. We are giving all of our members really short, actionable SOPs to work through all sorts of different scenarios when it comes to optimizing your products. I know I spend about half my week every week working on product updates, title updates, thumbnails. So that's what we are currently working on. And we have also given members more ways to win prizes. Ashley, do you want to talk a little bit about that? Because that's been really fun too.
Yeah.
The different ways.
I think that's probably my favorite update because, you know, we were hearing from a lot of members that they got some done, but not all of it. So they were bummed at the end of the month not entering the giveaway. So we changed it to where literally any task, even just one small task, you're entered into the raffle. And obviously, the more tasks you complete, the more entries you get, so better chance of winning. But I just love it because it's still, we don't want to get rid of that accountability piece and everybody's working on the same things together. So even if you get one thing done for the month, it's still a huge accomplishment, especially through burnout or anything like that. It's just helpful to kind of have that guidance, but also that group effort.
Exactly. And it's been really cool too, because the way the challenges are built this year, we are designing them in a way that will not only be super impactful the month that you're going through them, but we are also designing them with the idea in mind that we're equipping you with tools and a toolkit to use going forward. So like when we focused on one of our first themes this year was how to do upsells in your TPT business. And we said, well, we want to give them tools that they can continue to use beyond this month. So now all of our members have an upsell toolkit that they can use again and again and again, anytime they're focusing on the upsell portion of a product. Same with optimization. So it's just been really fun to design things that we know sellers need right now, but not in a way that it's adding to their to-do list, because there is no worse feeling than that. And I'm really excited about some ideas we have coming down the pipeline, not to give away specifics, but we have some really fun ideas for back to school season and how you are going to market your products for back to school. And it's just been a really fun time to be a TBT seller in the Ignite community. So if you are not yet a member, you consider this your invitation. You can go to schoolofsellers.com/ignite and sign up anytime. It's an open door membership, which means you can come for a month and leave. You can come for the entire year. We have perks for year-long members. So if you have any questions about it, never hesitate to reach out to one of us to ask more questions. And then finally, I think we should close out this episode just by giving a little peek into what's in store for the podcast. So I am very excited. We took a lot of notes from last season's podcast, and we know that you guys love hearing about other sellers. And of course, we'll feature other sellers on this show, but we're going to go a little deeper, and we really want to feature sellers from any walk of life that you could possibly imagine. I know there are so many seller profiles in the TPT community. Like, there is not one seller that fully embodies what it means to be a TPT seller. And the longer we are TPT sellers, the more varieties and flavors of sellers pop up. Like, we have sellers who are in YDP. We have sellers with teams, without teams. We have sellers who might have multiple TPT stores. We have sellers who sell on Etsy and TPT. We have sellers who have taken a break for 2 years and are now coming back to their business and trying to revive it. We have sellers who have been wildly successful and are now seeing major dips on their dashboard. We have sellers in so many different life circumstances and business circumstances, and I would love to highlight all of these things because you never know who might be able to help you with their experience and their seller story. So that is one of our top priorities, is featuring many different seller stories on the show. We will also be featuring guests who were favorites in the previous seasons. We have a couple front runners, so you can look forward to that. And we also will be helping you guys plan your year. If you are in our Jumpstart Your Year Planning Workshop group, you already have a year that's already nice and planned, but we're going to be incorporating our love of planners and planning into these episodes as well. And we're going to take it a step further this year and give you guys some specific steps that you can take each quarter to plan out your business. So that's just really the tip of the iceberg in terms of what I'm excited for as we dive into this new season of podcasts. But I can't thank you all enough for following along and being excited for this new season, because I know it's long overdue. So yeah, I feel really good about School of Sellers and where we're going. And I'm excited to take you all along for the ride.
Going to be a good year.
It will be. Ashley, thank you so much for joining us for this official welcome back episode. This won't be the last you hear of Ashley, but thank you for taking the time today to sit down. And I just couldn't be more excited with everything we have in store.
Well, thank you for having me. It's fun.
I couldn't let this new season go by without mentioning a recent event that has left a big hole in the seller community and a really large impact on many of our seller friends. In February of this year, we lost Barbara Baylius, a dear friend to so many people in our seller family. Barbara was a light in our world, and she left her mark on so many teacher sellers because she was always so encouraging, so uplifting, and kind to simply everyone she met. Whether you were just talking to her on a Facebook thread for the very first time, or whether you had shared fun moments and memories at a past TPT conference, Barbara was always there to make you smile and help you believe in yourself. We deeply miss Barbara, and we will honor her memory in the way that we support other sellers. This season of the podcast is dedicated to Barbara and all of the love that she left behind. We will use that love to grow and make her proud. This one's for you, Barbara.